last time on Bucci.
That bum Bucci, he's not around. So I guess I'll do another episode of Between the Lines. I wanted to get into the nitty gritty and do something really granular. Ligatures. When two letters join together to form a single like letter or glyph.
I never knew what a ligature was. I didn't know how many of them existed until I just looked it up. Okay, thanks.
One of the reasons I love them is that they're beautiful.
The E is kind of swooping around on the left, and then the circle is like a fun little cursive T.
If you're trying to really keep the color nice and even on a line when you're doing layout, it can go a long way to evening out one spot or another.
The German, like, S, Strasse.
S, yeah.
And that's like two S's combined. And like,
Bucci.
Is this Bucci?
What are you doing on the show? I was going to wash everyone's car. I have all this.
You're going to wash people's car? Ligatures is so much better than washing people's cars.
Is cursive, by this definition, kind of continuous ligatures?
I was supposed to ask you, do you want your car washed or do you want to talk about ligatures?
I want to talk about ligatures.
I knew it!
I'm going to wash his car anyway.
No, you're not washing his car.
Ligature is sort of an anthropomorphic word.
This is really hard to hear.
I can't deal with this guy.
Bucci's car wash is the only car wash where he writes his name, Bucci, in foam on your windshield.
I just figured out what ligatures are. Quick question, though. Could you wash a ligature into my car?
You know, we're getting so many calls on ligatures that where it's just too, you know. Who is this?
Yeah, I heard there's washing cars.
So your favorite ligature, sir, is lowercase a, lowercase e. Why is that?
I'm going to take the catalytic converter. That's kind of one of the tires.
The only car wash that uses the white walls.
He's stealing your catalytic converter, sir.
Should I roll the windows up?
What kind of ligature do you want to talk about? Forget your Honda.
But just ask him if I can project the image of a clean car over his dirty car and if that would be acceptable to him.
That's an instance where you would then switch it out and use a ligature so that way there's a more elegant way for the two letter forms to meet each other.
Oh, okay. I got you now.
You know, as a kid, I used to do allegedly some graffiti. That was something that you would real quickly to make a personal style for yourself. Also, can I call back later for a car wash?
So that's one out of 10 callers that wanted their car wash and you missed it.
An ampersand is actually an E and a T.
It's not going to create one unique form. It's going to hit it in like a crazy way that won't look as good. Kind of in the same way that Bucci's cleaning your car.
Can't get this clean. I just can't.
I use ligatures in my daily life because I'm a professional graphic designer.
You're a professional graphic designer and you're using Calibri? What for?
Well,
I'd rather use Arial.
I like Calibri.
I know you know what Lorem Ipsum is.
Well, I just have to wash myself, I guess.
All right, go for it. Keep scrubbing.
And now, this week on Bucci.
Yeah, you know what? I got a perfect ligature for you. It's a bee with swoops, and it has a knife in its back.
That sounds more like a logo, actually. Did he hang up?
Beep 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 Bucci.
Bucci.
Hello. Whoa. That's a fun reverb.
Poop. Hey everybody, it is Bucci. I'm back.
Bucci.
Trust.
Promise.
Bucci.
Yeah, good to be so. The previous DJ, Matt Warwick, is still here in the studio for some reason. What are you doing? He's standing at the window that looks out at the New York City skyline here at WFMU Central. Hands behind his back. What are you doing? It's like he's musing. He's waving me off. You okay? He's okay. He's not. Open a rusty old can of coffee. Oh man, I feel like a rusty old can of coffee today.
Bucci's in a tizzy.
Seriously was before the show. Like, kind of, I've kind of lost my confidence, I feel. Which I had a lot of. But yeah, kind of dreading the show. It was all day. It was Bucci and a bottle of wine. Like the old children's story. You read that children's story, Bucci and the Bottle of Wine? It's very, very heartwarming. Bucci and the Bottle of Wine go to summer camp. Bucci and the Bottle of Wine go to Washington and really raise hell. Bucci, what else? Bucci and the Bottle of Wine go to the Cava across the street from the station. Yeah, I was in the Cava with my wine at Cava right before the show, which was, by the way, the wine was unopened, by the way. It's just sitting next to me. Like a, not a lover, just like someone that you're close with, I guess, that you don't love. And one of the people at Cava came over to me and said, no drinking, alcohol at Cava, which is a new rule, I think. And I said, no, it's red, don't worry, I gave him this line, you see. I gave him this line that said, no, it's red wine vinegar.
Beep, 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 beep.
Wrong. And they didn't believe me, so I poured the whole bottle of wine over my salad and then just started eating it really fast. I said, see, love red wine vinegar. And I think that fooled them. So yeah, I ate a whole grain and greens salad soaked in wine about 20 minutes ago. But people in the chat over there at WFMU.org are saying Bucci's drunk. But no, I think I ate enough iceberg lettuce in the salad to kind of even out the wine. Anyway, where was I? And why am I peeking? Peeking. I don't mean peeking on wine either. So, yeah, I was away for 2 weeks. Last week we did a Best of Booch, Best of the Summer. And there were no, quote, best. It wasn't, quote, Best of the Summer. The whole thing. Straightforward, Best of the Summer. Hope you folks enjoyed that. And then the previous week, I was trying to make this thing and make the show. But when I went to head to the station, I found that my car tires were slashed. My poor Dodge was incapacitated. My Dodge hates getting its tires slashed. It was moaning and moaning and moaning. And then also I was in Chicago. Both things happened. And so my most loving wife that I've ever had, Mrs. Bucci, filled in for me. And that was not a problem for me.
Bucci.
I welcome all people to this show. And, you know, after a lot of discussion, I came to realize that... what did I come to realize? With a rotating panel of hosts instead of one person, the show appeals to more people and avoids the stagnation of a single voice.
Bucci.
That's what I've realized. So, I mean, I was glad to have Mrs. Bucci's show Between the Lines fill in, and I actually called in to support her. As someone who's been doing radio for almost 3 years, I, you know, wanted to give her some of my expertise. And let me tell you, I took your boy Bucci took some heat for this. It seems like they didn't want to hear my voice, and they were all about the single voice, and they found my added voice the stagnation. and it was disrailing the show or derailing the show. And so I took some heat, and by that I mean serious abuse. Let me read some of this abuse. Seriously, let me read some of this. This is just, you cannot believe. The Bucci show, actually, I'm not going to read this. This show is not about the past. It's about right now. Oh, come on. Did I break my pinky? But I think some of the comments were rude and crossed the line. It was the line it crossed. It was the line that separates people who say nice things about Bucci and the ones who don't. And that's a line, frankly, that should never be crossed. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci promise.
Bucci promise. But, you know, I feel like this kind of toxic online commentary is, you know, indicative, if that's the word, of our time right now, the time that we're all living through. And I just find that people are less polite these days, don't you? It's a rhetorical statement. People are just less polite, even when, like, it's ridiculous, even when, like, all our rights and all our constitutions are being stripped from us, we're not reacting polite way. You know, I thought we grew up in a please, thank you society, which I think is wrong, and it just, we go high. I can't remember the last time someone slammed into me, knocked me to the ground, and actually said, excuse me. I feel like it was, that's 30 years since that happened. Michelle, WFMU's Michelle, saw her for the first time in like 3 months, and she just banged into me in the hall, just shouldered me out of the way. And I said, no, excuse me. So I had to kind of excuse myself in Michelle's voice. I went, excuse me, Bochy. And I said, no problem, Michelle. Oh, you know, I was in my head. I wasn't noticing. Oh, that's no, I get like that too. And then she left after that. I gotta get rid of that. So I just, yeah, like I said, I just feel like, I don't know if you've experienced that, but, you know, I was in like Chicago, and Chicago's the smilingness city in the world, you know. The Chicago smile. That's what they say. And I just felt like, you know, I was always the one kind of trying to maintain this decorum. Meanwhile, I'm not getting anything back, which makes me less likely to do this. And it's just a circle of being slightly rude to people. It just drives me crazy. Like when I hold the door open. I know, I'm sure I'm not the only one. People in the chat say I'm the only one. But I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who, like, when you hold a door from someone and then they just breeze by you, don't say thank you, like you're just not even there, or the door was opened by a ghost. Or, like, when I wave down a cab for some rich lady and she acts like I'm her doorman. I do some freelance doormanning, but not for her. So I thought, well, for this first Tuesday show,
Tuesdays.
Thank you. I thought for this first Tuesday show, I was wondering, well, why don't we start this fall season off in a nice, civilized way? And kind of remind ourselves that, maybe these are late, pleasantries or just, you know, going with. But those pleasantries make the world go around. Pleasantries.
Bucci. Adage.
And so this week, I want to know what your favorite good manner is. What's the manner that you really, like, that you feel like you are always on top of? The good manner that you break out at parties or at church, you know, you let an old bag sit, instead of you at the church pew, and you say, oh, after you. Do you like the after you manner, or do you like the thank you very much, oh, I didn't know that manner, or Do you like tipping and doffing an imaginary cap? You know, kind of, you know, like that move. Or, you know, when you just say, you go into a store, this person you don't know, you know, and you're just, and you say, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. May I have some hair growth serum, please? Oh, thank you very much. Do you have any deals? That's fine. Just give me the one crate then. Because manners count. And like maybe on the other side of this, what bad manners do you have that you would like to correct? Do you eat a salad soaked in wine with your hands really fast and that's like a bad manner? Or do you lean back when you eat submarine sandwiches and your tie gets covered in submarine sandwiches, even if you get a tie that already has submarine sandwiches illustrated on them, and so to maybe hide the fact that it's you've got salami all over you? Nope. My bed music died on me. It's the last thing that's going to die on me. Certainly not this topic. Anyway, manners count, babe. Manners count. Whoever you are, manners count. It's Geggy Ta. Manners count. No, it's called Whoever You Are. Only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
good manners. Do you even have any?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
That is enough of that song. Oh my God. I woke up with that song in my head, you know, and I couldn't get it out. I'm very sorry. It's the only way I could get it out of my head was to play it on WFMU. We're back on Bucci. We're talking about manners. I want to know what your favorite good manner was, and I want to hear it. I want to hear you act out your good manner on me. What manner are you breaking out? Let's hear it. Caller, you go, Bucci. No, you don't. Hold on. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Booch.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, let me turn my radio off.
Please, thank you.
So I really love, and I've been doing for years and working very hard to bring it back, but the low curtsy.
Okay, the low curtsy.
Curtsy, when someone opens the door for you, when someone gives you a compliment.
Yeah.
Just really putting that one leg behind the other.
Yes, I can picture
reaching it. Reaching down and picking up your imaginary or your real, you know, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th century gown.
Yes, or whatever, or petticoats
really
or, you know, your big billowy pants.
Yes.
Right? And then
sinking down and showing your appreciation. What happened to that?
I know. What happened to curtsy? I feel like they went out, I don't know. I think the handshake
in
probably just blasted all over. Yeah, the 60s, right? Well, dresses and pants started to be getting
one, and she got so much flack for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't
It
was just, you know, in the 20th century, it became these little bobs, like a little bob, like you just bend your knees a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
The skirts weren't as long.
You know what
I really feel like we lost something.
You know what? It's kind of replaced it, and see, it's not in any replacement at all. It's like the tight lip, slight head nod. I feel like that has replaced the curtsy, which is in no way a replacement. You just kind of go, you can't see me, but I'm kind of tight lipped and going.
Yeah, it's so cold. I don't see, but
cold.
I can feel the chill of it.
It's and instead of the warmth, the blast of hot air that comes off a really good curtsy.
Yeah, the subservience. When are we going to get subservient for one another again?
Bucci.
Everybody wants to be on top all the time.
So, what situation do you want to do this? So, you go into like let's want to do a little role play. So, I'm
sure, of course.
I'm
you could be a freelance doorman.
No, no,
so you're a doorman.
Okay, so I'm a doorman, and I've whistled down. You know what? Because of the courtesy, I've whistled down one of those hansom cabs,
yes.
And I've whistled it down with
yes.
And then it comes clopping up, and I've ushered
yes.
you into the thing, and now let's see it. Let's do a little curtsy.
Well, I will first of all float outward. I will take your hand and float out the door in my skirt. And before helps me into the hansom cab, I'm going to put my left foot
I'm trying to draw this out.
My right, so that I'm in fourth position, if you know the ballet position.
Yes.
And I'm going to grab my skirt, and I'm going to ever so graciously and slowly sink down. Thank you.
You know what? Thank you. Well, I appreciate that, but unfortunately, the curtsy took so long, the horse ran away. So now we have to do it all over again, unfortunately.
All right. And then
I want to notate that
the ostrich feathers on my cat also, I mean, that is, it's almost like those eyelashes on Snuffleupagus.
Wait, what's eyelashes on
Snuffleupagus? So graceful.
Yes.
You remember Snuffle? You might be too young.
No, I know who Snuffleupagus is. Yes.
Eyelashes.
Yes, beautiful eyelashes. I do. Like a Venus flytrap that loves you.
Yes. And so, you know, that's the sort of grace that we can have back again with the curtsy.
I love this. You know, it might be hard because it's, you know, our fast internet world, you know, people don't have time for a whole 15-minute curtsy. But
the horses are running away.
Yeah, everyone's running away. And they also think, you know, like, oh, this person's so fancy, you know. But I think, it's a beautiful gesture, and I would love to see it more in the world.
I think we should bring it back. I think we'd have a lot less hostility going around.
Yeah, slightly less hostility anyway.
Well, we'll find out.
All right, we'll will. Start out. Doing it in the world. I want to see
check
more.
Check back in a year.
Yeah, check
I've
back.
I've been doing it for years. Oh. I need people to join.
Do you hear that? I want to hear more curtsying. In fact,
join
every call for the rest of the show, I want to start with a nice deep curtsy, a DC.
You're going to see how things
right.
get better almost instantly.
Yep. Okay. All right. Have a great afternoon. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you,
you
very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye. Love you guys. Cheers.
Thank you. Deep curtsy. And there's also the, you can also, like I said, the kind of doffing of the cap kind of does that as well. Even if you don't have a cap, it works. And that's a Bucci adage, so I can't accept the button. Call you got Bucci.
Oh, Bucci. What's up, Bucci, my boy?
Oh, who's this?
It's Double G.
What? Bucci. Okay, hey, Double G.
Adage.
Hey, yeah, so don't be so excited.
1G, 2G. I am excited. I'm good to, I'm glad to hear from you. And my eyes are not dead when I say that. They're lit up with joy and water. Liquid.
That's good.
Yeah, well, I know.
So manners, right?
Yeah, manners.
So, you know, I've been practicing a good manner.
Excuse me.
And that's to point
Thank
out
you.
Other people's bad manners in public because people are rampantly bad mannering everywhere.
No, yeah.
You know?
Oh, but
rampant.
that's my whole point. Yes, I agree.
It's a scourge.
What? Oh, yes, yes. Okay, so what is your favorite good manner, and how do you apply it or deploy it?
I usually try to help, parents in the subway system bring up the carriage if they're by themselves.
That's a very good one. That's a really good one.
Because my mother would sometimes be by herself when I was younger,
Describe
this. It's hard carrying up a 12-year-old in a baby carriage.
Yes. People outside of New York City might not know what you're talking about, so could you describe it, and then maybe I'll be the lady? I'm going to be the lady. With her baby carriage and maybe a big television, I'm carrying both of them around.
Oh, that's
and
tough.
I'm at the base of a filthy stairway in the deep bowels of the subway, and everyone's ignoring me. So you're gonna let's see here. Let's see how that plays out. All right.
All right. Excuse me.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I'll just grab this TV. You want to grab the other end?
No, because I got my baby, and it's definitely mine. So why don't you Carrie,
that baby don't look like you, though.
The baby. Right,
that's all right. That could be your baby. That could be your baby.
You know what? It could be my baby, and that is, thank you for noticing. So why don't you take the television? Thank you so much, sir. Where did you get that scar? It looks like you were across your throat.
Yeah, you know, let's just say the last person wasn't so nice about me taking this television. I'm going to take this television, ma'am. I'm taking this television.
Say
thank
please.
You.
Say thank you. Oh, there you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm taking
the
television. This is going to look good in my SRO.
You don't want the baby, do you?
Oh, God, no. I don't want that. You can hold that baby.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
One more thing. Can we just publicly on the radio just say if you don't pick up your dog after your dog, you don't deserve the same, you know, like stuff as other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you gotta clean up after your dog.
You know, you shouldn't be able to go to like.
I clean up the dogs, but you know what? I clean up the dog's urine as well. I go even further. I'm even more. I almost swore. Polite. You know,
see that you go over there like with a squirty bottle,
with a syringe. I suck it up before it seeps into the earth.
Oh, and you save it for later for like a snack.
No, I squirt it into the nearest garbage container, obviously.
Do you put it into people's neck like Dexter style?
Just on the floor of the subway. What?
Do you put into people's neck like Dexter? Like you know, if you're like taking out the villains of like bad manners.
No, I don't suck. I want to put an end to this rumor right now. I don't syringe urine out of dogs. You know, I wait for them to actually use the bathroom.
You know, I wasn't starting that rumor, but it looks like I'm starting that rumor. Thank you, Bucci. Have a good night.
I don't, the dog, you got to clean up for all dogs. Not clean up your dog urine. Caller Igabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Jessa.
Oh, hey, Jessa, how are you?
I want to say first, I just cannot agree with you more about how important manners are.
Mm.
I mean...
Well, it's not a competition.
I'm not saying it's a competition. I'm just saying I agree with you.
Good.
So I have a lot of different, like, manners and, you know, little things that people can do to, like... exhibit good manners and be nice to each other. But so I'm only going to pick one. I'm not going to say it's my favorite.
Yes.
But pushing in your chair when you get up.
That's a good one. In like a crowded restaurant or a bar.
Yeah, anywhere.
Or at a wedding. Yeah.
Anywhere. You never know when someone's going to walk by.
All the
you
way.
You know, they're
in.
Looking at their phone.
Right.
They're like, or they're lost.
Yes.
You know, and then. Now
and they trip over, they trip in your front, or they sit even in your chair because it's pushed out. It looks unoccupied. So it's kind of a two-way thing. It's, you know, you could be selfish while at the same time being incredibly polite and thinking of others.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what good manners are. Are they, you're briefly, even if it's very briefly, thinking of the other person.
Right. And you know that the other person would want to think about you, so it's really
I'd rather them not think about Bucci. Yeah, you know, what is it called? What's that? Kevin Spacey. As Kevin Spacey said, pay it forward.
I don't think you can say
that
on the
radio. He said it in the movie. He didn't say it in any other content. I mean, there's a movie, Kevin Spacey movie called Pay It Forward. I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, well, I saw it 15 times.
I never really liked Kevin Spacey that much anyway.
No.
Do you want me to push my chair?
Yes, please, if you don't mind.
Okay. First, I'm going to sit down.
Excuse me.
Oh. All right, time to get up.
Yep.
There.
Oh, you pushed the chair right back in. I'm coming by and... Jessa, you didn't push it in far enough.
Lucy, the chair's been pushed in.
I think it's like a very big chair, and you need to kind of shove it under the actual table.
Is that what it is, or is it your feet?
Yeah, look, I have bunions, figuratively, and I walk in on unusual circles.
Well, what's the gout status? Are your toes swollen?
The rear view mirror, and these objects are closer than they appear.
Excellent.
All right. See you,
Carry
Jessa.
On.
Carry on. Great hearing for you, buddy. Caller, you got Shesha Booch.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
I got a
manner I'd like to share with you.
Who's this? The best manners is Dino. Saying who you are. Okay, Dino. Hey, Dino, how are you?
I'm very good at replenishing.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
You're really good at what?
Replenishing.
Okay. Well, explain yourself.
So, there's various inventory items at work, and, let's say gloves or something like that. Somebody takes the last box, last glove out of the box, leaves you an empty box. I will always fill it up.
Wait.
Go get a new one, like that.
A new glove? What are you saying? I'm sorry, I was being rude and not paying attention at all. Say it again.
Just various items, just various household items. Think about, think about toilet paper.
Oh, I see now. Yes.
Run out of toilet paper, you fill up the roll.
Or you leave a T-shirt. If you use the toilet paper, sometimes I just take off my shirt and lay it next to the toilet. That's also very appreciated by everyone.
You use your T-shirt?
No, other people do. Because the T-shirt that I've left. It's an old T-shirt. It's an old Bucci T-shirt. Okay, so replenishing. So in general, though, I get you. Garbage bags,
that kind of
cat
thing.
Food or anything like that. Or
now you're getting it.
Thank you. What is another thing that really burns you when something's not replenished? And then don't say anything about drugs.
Not drugs. You put me on the spot, Booch.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Well, you said, candy, like a big cookie jar or something like that, when you reach in and replenish.
Oh, you know what? Coffee filters. That one really gets me.
Yep, that's a good one, too. I hate when I have to use that same...
first thing in the morning, and I do it to myself all the time. Actually the one thing I'm bad at replenishing. Yep.
That's a bad manner of yours. I use that same T-shirt for a coffee filter.
Hopefully a clean one.
Well, hopefully. All right, Dino, thanks very much. That's a good one.
Thanks, Booch.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you.
Dino. The 201-209-9368, we're talking about manners. What's your favorite good manner? Would you like a slice of pizza, please? Something like that. Whatever you say, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Thank you. I'm sorry. I believe in God. And then holding the door open. But, I love holding a door open for people. I think it's one of the simplest things. It helps everybody. And then, when you're just standing
after
there.
After you.
And.
After you. After you. After you. After you.
And nobody's saying
after
anything.
You.
And then
after
there's a
you.
Whole parade of people.
After you. After you. After you. After you.
It
after
makes me want to never be nice
after
to
you.
People again.
After you.
Call it Igabuchi.
After you.
Hey, how's it
after
going there, Bucci?
Yeah, hey, after who's you. This?
After you.
It's Stan. After you.
Oh, hey, Stan, how are you doing? I was just in your neighborhood last couple you. Weeks ago.
After you. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we should have gotten together.
I don't have any of your contact information, and after you. That is
after you.
On purpose. After you.
After I get you. It. I get it. After you. How's it going?
After it's going all right, man. So what's your... you're always a very polite after person you. When you call here. You. What is your favorite after good you. Manner? After
you. You know, you. I think this is something after WFMU you. Listeners after might be familiar with. After you. My favorite good manner is the thank you list after that you. Used to appear after on you. Punk and hardcore after records you. In the 80s and 90s.
You mean in, the liner notes?
Yeah, there was extensive. Sometimes it'd be half the liner notes would be thank yous.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, thanks, Mom. They're thanking their mom and dad, too, right? Like, I've seen so many of those. They're like, oh, thanks, Susie, for giving us a ride, or whatever, right?
Thanks, Adrenaline OD, for helping us with that flat tire.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Crass, for buying us those cheeseburgers.
Absolutely.
Well, they didn't eat it, but, they did buy them.
Good people.
Yeah, they are good people. That's a really good one. What happened to those punk and hardcore thank yous? Now they're all just, they're not thanking anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're still doing it. I still try to keep current. It's the thank you list. That's how I found out about WFMU.
Oh, really? Because they thanked WFMU.
Pat Duncan was all over those thank you lists back in the day.
Well, that's a good one. And why don't you, who would you want to thank? When you had your punk or a hardcore band, what was your, who would you, what did you, what would you thank to kind of that, you know, helped you be a punk or hardcore band?
After you. You know, the list could go on and on and they usually did, but I'd have to thank, Jim Sludge for introducing me to the world of hardcore punk in Chicago.
Thank you, Jim Sludge, very much. Did you go to that Fireside Bowl to see hardcore punk shows? After you.
Yeah, I saw Kaze from Japan there. They tore that up.
Yeah, yeah. It's a crazy venue. All right. Thank you, Stan. Always great to hear from you.
Take care.
After you. After you. After you. After you.
And that's the last person. No, thank you. 201-209-9368. We're talking about manners. What's your favorite good manner? On the other side of the thing, what is your favorite bad manner? If you really want to slam someone, what's the best way to really tell them that they don't mean anything and you're more important than them? Like the first caller said, you know, about, what do you call it? Curtsy-seeing. It has... the you know, it was this florid thing, and then people would, these paragraphs of, if you read these old documents, these dry old dusted documents that I do in the course of my duties as a, being an unemployed person, I you see there's all this florid thank yous, my good sir, being a person of noble carriage and temperament and like really great jewels on his vest or her vest. Thank you so much for allowing us to, you know, live in your drawing room and for during the 1812, War of the 1812, the Spanish American, whatever the hell. Call it Igabushi.
Hi, Bucci. This is Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I have a bit of a, like, really a, like a very bland, you know, manner.
Uh-huh.
Just saying please and thank you. That's it.
That's it. That is,
yeah,
that,
you know.
Okay.
I think more people need to,
I mean,
need to say that.
One might say that it was for being, bringing me such a basic one that it was slightly rude for you not to maybe think of maybe a more interesting, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got a better one.
Yeah.
I got a better one.
Okay.
Holding the door open for people.
Right.
I feel like not enough people do that.
No, that was my, I love holding the door open for people. I think that's a great one. And because sometimes they give you that slight nod of an appreciation, I live for that nod, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's a little euphoric, you know?
Or you know what I like doing sometimes when, you know, in a subway, I don't know if you're from New York, but when you hold that gate open for people so they can sneak in and avoid the fare, I love doing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I get you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's that's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much, Bandit. I appreciate it.
Bandit.
Yeah, Bandit.
Thank you.
Is no one going to hold the door for Bucci?
And that is a Bucci adage. Yeah, 201-209-9368. We are talking manners. What is your favorite manner, your best manner that you can possibly come up with? I just got to read some more of these comments that I received from 2 weeks ago. Two thumbs down. Very nice. Very original. Bucci's show is like a guy who was curse word at radio if that person had a show. Doesn't even make sense. I miss Shut Up Weirdo. Competence is chasing Bucci, but he is faster. Call it Igabucci.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey,
yeah. You got your Bucci. Who is this?
My name is James.
Hey, James.
Hey.
Hey.
So I think it's
already
really
pretty
nice
weird
when somebody comes into your home.
Yeah.
And you say, cup of tea.
So you offer them a cup of tea.
Yeah.
I love that.
Anyway.
They used to do that all the time. And, you know, like, oh, cup of tea? or a cup of coffee or a cup of this bouillon or whatever, you know, if you sure. need nourishment in that way. Yeah, I like serving someone something, like even when someone who comes to replace my hot water heater for the ninth time,
exactly.
I always offer them coffee or water or a little I think it is just the polite thing to do, and I think people appreciate that.
It's a pleasure to meet
you. 9 cups of tea.
Yeah. So offer me. I'm going to come into your house.
Okay.
Hey.
Cup of tea.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you came out of nowhere. I'll have 1 cup of tea. Well, do you have mint, spearmint tea?
No, just tea.
You just have tea. It's just regular tea. There's no subspecies of tea. It's just tea.
Milk and sugar.
Yeah, all right. Give it to me.
There you go. Okay. There you go, love.
All right. Thank you, love. There is... all right. Goodbye. I didn't want to say, but his house was a rat warren, you know? And he came out of nowhere, like all bent over with a cup of tea in his, you know, shaking hands and like a milk carton in his teeth. If cringe was a DJ, it'd be Buccio. They didn't even get the name right. Buccio. Bucci, more like bitchy. That is pretty funny. Yeah. Call you a Bucci.
Good evening, Bucci. How are you doing today?
Yeah, hey, everyone's got the nice, strong phone connection today. Who is this?
This is Zachary.
Oh, hey, Zachary. How are you? You're an expert. You're like, I call you Emily Post.
Yeah, Emily Postery. I went as Emily Post for Halloween 1 year.
Really? What is that costume like?
It's just a regular outfit. And you exude manners, and you hold the book, and you read from it.
Right.
Try to correct people as they're walking down the street being rude. And
sure.
Correct decorations. You know, there's a lot of technical items.
Okay, so you're more of an old school, polite person, like the one who like curtsying and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, I'll curtsy. I usually duck my head a little bit, smile, say hello to everyone, ask how I can help. Say pardon the vulgarity before I might swear or something.
Yes, I could see where you like helping.
I do. So, I think we need more of that. You know, people don't help each other enough. Everyone says, well, you're on your own. Good luck.
Yeah, that's true. But if you say, I'm sorry, you're on your own. Good luck. Thank you. That's pretty polite, too.
Yeah, it's pretty polite. Yeah,
right.
Rejection. You can be polite in rejection. It's not that you have to accept the help.
No, you don't. All
you know,
right.
Like if people email you, it's good to email them back, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. All right. So, what are you going to do? You going to email me back, or what's your favorite? What's your favorite one of these posts?
I like confirmations before you delete something on a computer.
Yeah,
like
that's
courteous.
Polite.
You know,
that
you're about to lose it forever.
Incredibly courteous.
Are
yes.
you sure you really want to delete it? And the ones that make you type in, yes, I'm sure,
yes.
or you know, they do some. Double confirmation.
Yes. I you know what? I wouldn't have thought of that as good manners, but it would certainly be bad manners for the computer to just delete all your blank and without asking you to, right? Because sometimes...
Yeah, or like, oh, I saw you hovering over the trash icon. I'm sure you wanted to remove that.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? That's a very good one. I am... Thank you. Thank you, Zachary.
Thank you, Bucci.
I was thinking that this was going to be an absolutely rudest call that I've ever had, and it was, you know, not the opposite, but pretty close to the opposite.
Pretty close. Well, wait for Franco. He hasn't called in.
Yeah.
He can supply some rudeness, I'm sure.
No. He's a gentleman.
I
got to go.
With all due respect.
201-209-9368. What's your favorite really good... A manner.
Thank you for taking the time to meet with me.
That's what I always said at the end of my job interviews. I am looking for a job. I was in the airport 2 weeks ago looking for jobs. I bought, you know, that's the prime. People don't apply for those Burger Kings and Hudson Newses and Starbucks that are at the airport. And so if you buy a ticket and then go and start applying for jobs, you have a pretty good chance of getting that. So I was doing that, and I always thank people for meeting with me.
Thank you for taking the time to meet with me.
I didn't get any callbacks. Caller, you go, Bucci.
A thank you would be
Bucci.
Nice.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Brett.
Hey, Brett, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Fine. Thank you for asking. What's your favorite really good, what's your favorite good manner, Brett?
Maybe, when you go over to somebody's house and they offer you a drink.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Well, yeah, that's sort of like someone else called in. They like sent giving them tea. I agree with that, but we've kind of already covered that one. That's a very good one. Do you ever offer someone something to eat?
I do. Maybe alcohol. Maybe that would be something.
Sure,
that,
depending
on
the person.
Different.
Like a handful of crackers. Would you like five crackers? And you kind of just crush them into powder, and then you kind of pour it out into their hand. I like that one too. Any sort of food. A giant Thanksgiving dinner.
Rosemary and garlic, that's the best cracker.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I like a plain cracker. Nice and plain. So why don't you offer me some food? I'm here fixing your shower pressure. And why don't you offer me something?
Bucci, we've got a vegan smorgasbord here, respecting your any possible dietary restrictions here.
Oh, thank you.
Have anything you want, and you can have anything from the fridge.
Oh, thank you so much. By the way, what have you been jamming into your shower head? Because there's all this gunk in here. I mean, what have you been doing? Have you been washing your dog by rubbing the dog against the shower head? Because there's a lot of hair and gunk in the shower head.
Well, I don't have a dog. I got four cats, and I'm bald as a frog. So, it's, I don't know.
I don't know. I would just monitor. I've sucked it all out, but I just want to give you a heads up that it might happen again if you don't take care of it. Soak it in baking soda. All right. See you, man. Thank you.
Please.
Thank you, please. 201-209-9368. We're 5 minutes left. Let's see if we can jam a couple more polite things into this hour. It's really good to be back, by the way. Thank you for everyone who's being so nice to Bucci.
I'm really, 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 really sorry.
Bucci.
Call Riga Bucci. Hello, who's this? Who's this?
Hi.
Hi, who's this? Hi, hello.
Bucci?
Yes, this is Bucci.
This is Julia.
Julia! I thought it was you. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you? Are we talking about polite things?
We are talking about polite things, yes. What's your favorite good manner? You're such a polite person, such a joy to be around. What is...
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was a compliment.
We were talking, we tuned in kind of late, but I don't know if that topic was covered.
No, go ahead.
When in traffic, two lanes merge and people are supposed to alternate.
Yes.
And when somebody's cutting in between, that's not a good thing.
No.
But when people are letting each other go.
Oh, man. And you get that wave. Doesn't that wave make you feel good when you've like let someone go and they give you like a little head wave or a little wiggling of their fingers? I think that's it makes it worth it. If they were just waving a $15 bill, I wouldn't have liked it as much as a nice little...
Yeah, no, that wave is like a little bit of endorphin in the system.
Yes.
Endorphin.
Yes, it's definitely endorphin because they recognize the things that you do for them, and they better do it.
Exactly.
Julia, you are Russian. Is there a history of being incredibly polite in Russia, or they do it differently?
It's, people are not really nice, but they're kind.
Right. Warm without being nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you make an eye contact, you're not going to get a smile. But if you bump into someone, they're not going to give you a look.
Right. Yeah. They're going to let it go. People say that Americans smile too much, like angry chimps. I feel like... That's one of the things. But, it's not the worst thing in the world to smile at someone.
Yeah, but sometimes you want, sometimes in kind of it can be a strange message. I remember there was a situation.
Yes.
One of the people whom I knew, one of her relatives passed away, whom was really close to her. And I know that she was really grieving and distraught, and we ran into each other and say, hi, how are you doing? I'm all right, I'm fine, it's great.
That's it.
You know, yeah. And I don't know, does it mean like a buzz off?
Nah, it's hard to say. You know, it's body language and their facial expressions. Julia, I got to go, but thank you so much for calling. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Bye. Micah, look at Micah. Micah's here. Man, you should see the jaunty fedora that he's wearing. He's just, it's good to see you, man. It's been a while.
Can't say the same.
No.
For myself.
Well, that's pretty rude. What's your favorite way to be really polite to someone?
I have no use
no
for
use
manners.
For it. No. Right. You no. feel as there it's just a falsehood.
I just have no use. It's got nothing to do with me.
What if someone
just
holds a door open for you? Like I've done many
yeah.
times. You don't say thank you?
Why should I?
What do you
It's
say?
Got nothing for me. It's I
What's
I,
in it for you?
It's no, yeah, exactly. What's in it for me?
And that is our last call. And WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next is the music of Mind Control with Micah. Listen, see you next
Please.
Week. Who listens to Bucci?
You do.
Feel the light within you.
After you.
Is no one going to hold the door for Bucci?
Sparkling through every cell. Moving swiftly along the lines of light within your body, nurturing you. Feel the light moving now.